The Guide to Your Ride podcast is presented by the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders of Lewis County, New York, hosted by their president, Chris Rink, and me, Rich Lupia, owner of UpstateSnow.com. Let's get ready to ride. And welcome back to Guide to Your Ride podcast. This is being recorded January 28th, Thursday night, around 9:45 p.m. We have Chris Rink, president of the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders, my usual partner in crime, and special guest from the Saratoga Snowmobile Association, Chaz Albertson. Great to see you.
Thanks, Rich.
Good to be here. Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
All right, so we're going to get right down to it here. We obviously have had the cold. We've obviously had the snow. Right now we're in cold mode. We're going to be in cold mode for the next several days. The wind chill advisories and warnings are in effect across the Adirondacks and the North Country. If you're going to be heading out, take it seriously. Dress for survival. Have your survival stuff with you on your sleds. Beware of the restrictions indoors with the COVID. That is especially, this is on the Trail Talk podcast series, what we were fearful of was this scenario. That being said, if you go out riding later tonight or Friday night or Saturday night with clear skies, crisp cold conditions, the moonlight is incredible. The vistas will be incredible. Incredible, 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 along with the trail conditions as well. I mentioned in the morning blog yesterday an additional inch or two of snow on Friday. Well, the lake effect has been going a little bit more. So Syracuse area, areas south of the Mohawk Valley, some of the hills of Cortland, Madison, Shenango counties, even into Otsego County, southern Oneida counties, getting some bonus snow and in areas where that bonus snow could help. Same in western New York, where some of that freezing rain and that mix knocked down the bases and hurt some of the clubs in western New York. You're getting a little bit back, so I don't think it's going to be as bad in western New York as you feared yesterday morning. So here's how this podcast is going to go. Chris Rink has the latest on from the clubs on the Tug Hill and also from our friends out in western New York. I'm going to give you the information I know from the Adirondacks down through central New York, the Utica Rome area, Mohawk Valley, and into points south. And then Chaz has got Saratoga, Warren, and Saratoga, Fulton counties, and other areas towards Capital Region and towards Eastern New York. So, Chris, lead her off, sir.
Thanks so much, Rich. Awesome intro, and thanks for sending us some cold weather. It certainly proved to be helpful with trail conditions. I know that Chaz can probably speak to the same. As far as what's going on this week and what we're kind of looking for with Lewis County is premier primo midseason conditions, probably the best we've had this year by far, and really the best it gets. We've had extended continued cold for at least a week or so. We were blessed with all the snow last week, and traffic is starting to die down a little bit. For the first time, we're starting to see our parking lots not swell every single day, and regular grooming is helping every single club out there. So I'll tell you that everybody that I spoke to tonight, so Southern Tug, Turin, Osceola, and Valley, everybody is full send. It's a full grooming schedule from now right on until Sunday night. With any type of luck, all of us clubs will keep our equipment running and be problem free. And, you know, expect unbelievable trail conditions in the morning. With traffic, they will start to get a little whooped up in the afternoons, but then they'll be right back on them at night. I did hear that Barnes Corner Snow Pals does have two of their three machines down, so they're doing what they can with one machine. So expect some marginal conditions up there as far as the rough trails. But everything water and mud-wise is locked in. We're good to go. The report and the views from Winona State Forest, you know, Redfield and Pulaski Boylston, everything is good. So all the connections to the hill are excellent. Brandingham has been grooming. I've got reports that Confusion Flats are absolutely beautiful with plenty of snow out there. I'm going to tell people to ride your normal areas, but maybe take this opportunity this week, this weekend, and next week to venture out to zones and areas where you don't typically get to ride to. Talking to our friends out in Western New York from the Hamburg Snowmobile Club, the Larson family is actually vacationing in Old Forge right now or somewhere in that area.
I love it.
they passed me off to one of the vice presidents of the club, and he was actually out riding tonight, checking trail conditions. He said everything is good to great condition, 3 to 6 inch base, up to an 8 inch base on some of the higher elevations. They did get some fresh snow, so everything out in Western New York, in and around the Hamburg area and surrounding clubs is open. Take advantage of those local trails. It's really as good as it gets out there in Western New York. So that was kind of the report. So all systems are a go. I will tell you that the clubs are battling hard. A lot of the club's equipment is dated. So we constantly are managing breakdowns and little things that go on from time to time. No club is unfortunately protected from that. So, if there's a run that gets missed one night or whatever, just remember that these are volunteers working on the equipment in the cold and stuff like that. And then one thing I'll leave you with is here at Southern Tug in the southern part of Lewis County, we typically watch the weather for if it starts to get too cold. And we kind of use a number of negative 20, negative 25 as a wind chill as kind of a cutoff where we are a little bit leery about sending our operators out for two reasons. Obviously, we're using big equipment with hydraulic hoses and hydraulic pumps. And when it's that cold, things just don't always want to work it like they're supposed to. And then God forbid there was a breakdown, we would hate to have an operator stuck out there, in the trails in the middle of the Lewis County area with limited cell phone service and limited access to people for any extended amount of time. So we will be watching the wind chills. Maybe you can kind of update us on that as we get to the end. But if we kind of hover around that negative 20 wind chill number, we might pull our guys back or at least get them in a little bit earlier than normal. So.
All right, and speaking to those wind chills, over the next couple of nights, you're going to be close to that range on the highest elevations in Tug Hill and at or above 2,000 feet in the Adirondacks, where the wind chill warnings are in effect northern Herkimer and in Hamilton counties. That's where 20 to 30 below wind chills up in the Old Forge area, Moose River Plains. That's where you definitely do not want to mess around. If you're going to be out on a moonlight ride, definitely make sure you got a lot of guys with you. This is not the time to go solo or even just two. I would suggest a little bit of a bigger group if you're going to go out, especially at night, just to cover each other. And again, make sure you have your survival stuff with you because, again, the actual air temperatures are not out of line for the end of January. We're talking actual air temperatures mostly in the single digits, just a few degrees below zero, which by January standards is not that far off of normal. But the problem is that you got the winds. And the other problem, as I've been mentioning with the longer term, is that that's the coldest air in Canada that we have that's moving into the Northeast right now. That's the coldest that we can get at the end of January. This is why Darren Hart, I.L. Snow, and I have been saying this winter's not going to last. That's why this is the best time. Get out and ride the trails. Even though it may not be the best conditions, especially if you want to make connections from one part of the state to the other, just go. Just do it. Because we're probably not going to have much more of a chance after this. I think in 3 to 6 weeks, we could be done earlier than we want to. That's just a gut feeling, not scientific as of yet. The only science about that is that the cold air is in Siberia and over the Arctic Circle, and it hasn't been coming down. This is a homegrown, quickly manufactured cold air in Canada that's over us right now. Now, that being said, that's going to be the blessing for the next week and a half or so. Granted, the cold will ease a little bit beginning of next week. So from the weather standpoint, that's kind of about the wind chill and about the cold short term and long term. Now let me get to conditions. Hamilton County, Golden. Keep in mind, you get down towards the Speculator area, you get down towards Paseco, Wells, making the connections towards Stratford and Salisbury. There are some thinner areas. Coverage is still good, but there are some thinner areas, especially on those more heavily covered woodsy trails. There's not as much base because of the wipeout that we had over the holidays and having to start from scratch. Mud holes, water holes, frozen down, which is good. Lake crossings have been good, but there's still some slush and still some ruts out there. So definitely exercise a little bit more caution than usual if you're making lake crossings up in the Adirondacks. Now, getting out of the foot of the Adirondacks down to places like Trackside. Trackside's running great. Ohio's running great. Salisbury, as I mentioned, running great for the most part. Trails that have not been used that much, like C4H from Haskell's and from the Nobleboro area, up back to North and South Lake, and then making the connection back towards Remsen Falls, and then back up towards the Woodgate and McKeever area. back towards S71. That trail they have been working on slowly. Not as much snow coverage there as they'd like. They've been having some trouble getting the groomers back there. There were some issues on the Ohio side between South Lake and towards the Nobleboro area. So definitely double check with Ohio and Trackside if you want to make that backcountry cross on C4H. Another big trail that's open, fully legal this year is C4. So if you're coming out of Ohio and want to ride up through Penn Mountain, up towards Lost Trail in Boonville and take the canal feeder up through Forestport, up to Boonville, then work your way up to Tug Hill that way like I've done many times. C4 is good and groomed. Penn Mountain's got it all set from Hinckley through Remsen all the way up to C7, up by Dutcher's Run and up by their new groomer barn. Penn Mountain's been doing a great job. West Rome is doing a great job. So is Lee. So is TC Riders. I shared a couple of days ago about the kids with the groomers there. That's a great story. And those are also your connections back towards Pulaski, Williamston, Boylston, and everything. So not just Tug Hill, not just Adirondacks, but the connections between the Tug and Adirondacks and all the approaches on the south side going all the way down to the thruway, going all the way down to the lower elevations. West Rome, Tri-Valley is all good. Square Valley, out towards the Syracuse area, and getting into the clubs to the south, getting into Madison County, Shenango County, Cortland County, areas like the Central New York Snow Travelers, the old WASTA trails. That is a great system. Connecting into Illion Snowdrifters and then heading out towards Montgomery County. There are some thin areas, but by and large, they are in good shape, and most of them are open and passable. Please respect the landowners, especially the farmers, and it's also pretty good coverage down. It thins out more as you get south of Cortland, south of Norwich, towards the Binghamton area. Gets a little bit more catch-as-catch-can. Not much information from the Catskills at this point. So we will continue our journey back towards the east. Chaz, what's going on Sacandaga Lake, Saratoga, Warren, and in clubs out in your area towards Capital Region in eastern New York?
So what's up, guys? Thanks for having me on tonight. Real quick, you know, with this last storm, anything that we had elevation, you got more snow than the lower elevation areas. So Saratoga Snowmobile Association picked up a quick 9 inches. With that blessing of snow, big groomers are out on the trail. So we got two Tuckers out running, the Piston Bullies out running, our Gators out. I know I spoke to Galway tonight. They're out with their new machine. Charlton is out running their machine, basically from 67 North up through Amsterdam. Remember that the lake trail is cut off for Charlton due to landowner issues. They're working on it, but right now the Charlton trails do not go to the lake. So that's a major bummer. But we're hoping for a connection to come up sometime soon. So you can ride from the Charlton Trails up through Galway, behind Tinney's, out on Lake Desolation. Tinney's expanded their hours for snowmobile season, so you can check our Facebook posts for the hours. And then from Saratoga Snowmobile, we're going to be grooming every day. Today we got all the machines out. Tomorrow all the machines out. Saturday all the machines out. I talked to Lincoln Mountain. Unfortunately, they are closed. Before this snow, they didn't have much on the ground to begin with, and it wasn't enough for them. So any of the farm field stuff out Washington County area, probably not going to be open. If they are, probably not going to be deep snow. You go up into Warren County, the South Warren Snowmobile Club, they're 90% open, dealing with a little landowner's issue on a couple of little trails. But their machines have all been out running, and so the conditions there should be good. I didn't get a report on Lake George. I'm assuming it's not safe yet, but I don't know. Personally, I've been across Sacandaga last weekend. We did ride across, and we have a big ride scheduled for Saturday where a bunch of our buddies are coming from downstate. We're going to ride the trails up on the mountain and then head down to Sacandaga, do a little tour around the lake. Should be a good 120-mile day. So, you know, guys, you want to come midweek, you want to ride, and you don't want to travel, take your sleds, ride up to Saratoga Snowmobile, ride up to Charlton, Galway, South Warren. You can put on a good 60 miles on a Wednesday, Thursday night and get yourself back to work. And I got a plan for tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock. My daughter and I are heading out. We'll rip off a quick 40 miles back in. She'll be logged into her Zoom school at 7:30 in the morning.
Can't beat that. Wow. Gotta love it.
That's ambitious. Nice,
it is nice living on the trail system, I'll tell you what, boys.
Without a doubt. So, I mean, moral of the story is, fellas, it's just a good time to be a snowmobiler in New York State. You know, it seems like the statewide we have pretty good snow. There's a tremendous amount of trails that are open, which is only going to, you know, spread out the traffic and make things a little safer and a little bit easier for all of our volunteer groomer operators to keep things flat. You know, seeing what's going on in kind of the Northeast, it seems like New York kind of has the best conditions. I know, you know, upstate Vermont, upstate New Hampshire and Maine, I don't think they're as good as we are right now. Just kind of seeing what Facebook has to offer and talking to a few buddies who typically ride those areas, I think New York's got it locked up right now. So it's a pretty exciting time. And what a year, you know, at least, you know, here in 2021, we can get everybody outside and enjoying the fresh, cold air.
Thank you, Lake Ontario. Thank you, Lake Erie. That's all I'm going to say about that. The Northern Absolutely. New England does not have that.
That's the
and
truth.
Chris, I want to just dovetail off of what you said earlier tonight. You know, these guys, these groomer operators, they're fantastic. We had just a quick story. We had a machine was out all day yesterday, shelving Fox Hill Road for us, getting it beat down and ready. He had an issue with the groomer, thought it was overheating, so he limped it home. We had 8 guys show up, service truck showed up, everybody, all hands on deck. Turns out, bad alternator. They got it swapped out, changed out a cleat while they were at it. Next thing you know, another set of groomers hop in, 7 o'clock last night, out they go, groomed till 1 in the morning, back home. You know, we can't do this, what we do here playing, without the volunteers in our clubs. And so, you know, support your clubs, join your clubs, get involved. We cannot stress enough how much we need those guys out there doing that work. But you know what? It's not just 10 guys doing the work. It's a lot of guys doing the work. And so, you know, get involved where you can, fellas. Pitch in. You know, if you can't get involved because you live far away, throw some money in the tip jar when you're up there for the groomer tip jar, whatever you can do. But, you know, we do it because we love the sport, and we do it because we want to have a great sport. But, you know, it's all hands on deck when it comes to stuff like that. So, you know, thanks for reminding me of that, Chris. That was kind of good.
Without a doubt. I think the unsung heroes, everybody appreciates the groomer. Everybody appreciates the guy driving the groomer for sure. But more often than not, it's the gentlemen that are working in the barn or working in the snowbanks, putting these machines back together. You know, they're volunteers that have a skill set that would warrant hundreds of dollars an hour to work on these diesel tractors or tracks or drags. And, you know, our gentlemen are welding, or they're fixing electrical, or, you know, they're fixing whatever. And it's all out of the goodness of their heart. So, you know, I personally have kind of 2 or 3 mechanics that I really lean on a lot. This last week has been very tough. So if they're listening to this, they know who they are. I appreciate the hell out of you guys. And we got about 6 weeks left. So let's keep going.
Hang on, you know, just buckle down and enjoy the cold, enjoy the snow. Again, be safe. Check up on each other. And this is how I'm going to leave it. We heard a couple of bad stories. You guys kind of alluded to with landowner issues, with Charlton getting cut off. There's a big issue up in the Carthage area where another important trail up there got cut off because of a landowner issue. We had it with the Larsons out in Western New York. It's bad enough that the winters have been more finicky and that we have had to wait until late January to have what we should have had 3-4 weeks ago. But we have it now. But unfortunately, because of the landowner issues, because of people that are riding entitled disrespect to landowners, that's not cool. The sled from who was the son of a very important person in New York State snowmobiling was stolen. And then after it got shared like wildfire, including on upstatesnow.com, miraculously reappeared. It should be that way for everyone. Just respect, respect, respect. Get back to old school respect. Nobody likes this new way of doing things to where people ride around like they own the place, because you don't. You haven't put in the time like the clubs have and like everyone else has had promoting the sport and getting involved in the sport. Contribute to the sport. You're there to give to the sport, not to take from it. That's it for me and off my soapbox. Any last words from you guys with the clubs?
Have a great weekend. Stay warm, ride safe, and join where you ride.
Ride safe, ride right, and ride sober.
Keep it shiny side up. Chaz Albertson, Saratoga Snowmobile Association, Chris Rink, my partner in crime and president of the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders, and me, Rich Lupia, owner of UpstateSnow.com. Thank you for listening to this Guide to Your Ride podcast. Be safe out there. Enjoy. We'll see you again soon. Thanks for listening to the Guide to Your Ride podcast, heard each week during snowmobile season from December to March here on UpstateSnow.com. Special thanks to the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders for their support.